Okay, welcome to class three. And let's start out with some deep breathing. So just on the out breath, just let go of whatever you're holding on to as best you can. Deep belly breaths. Relax your whole body. And continue breathing into your belly. Let the breath slow down. Focus on your left nostril only. Now focus on your right nostril. And on the in-breath, keep your focus on the right nostril. And at the top of your breath, switch to the left nostril. And breathe out. Then breathe in again with through the left nostril. And at the top of your breath, switch to the right. And continue in this way. Keep the breath long and slow if you can. And relax. Inhale, focus on both nostrils at the same time. Now let go of your focus on the nostrils. And let whatever wants to come up to be released come up. Could be an emotion or a memory of a circumstance, thoughts about the future. Could be very subtle or very gross. Whatever it is, just let it come up and be there. Just let it be there on its own, without trying to do anything about it. Just witness what is there. And as you witness what is there, notice what it is made up of. What is the essence of it? If you want to intentionally release it from the body, you can do that just by letting go of it. Or you can just let it transform on its own, just by noticing that it is made up of awareness itself. Am I noticing that it is not separate? That it does not have an independent existence? That it's not out there on its own? It's not separate from awareness in the same way the color blue cannot be separated from the sky, or the dark blue color of the ocean cannot be separated from it. It is just the way that awareness is now appearing. A vivid appearance of awareness. When we can witness things in this way, they are no longer a threat to us. Knowing that they are just an appearance, there is no longer anything to do about them or with them. And as one thing dissolves or fades away from our perception, another might come up to take its place. And in the same way, we can go back to just witnessing it. Abiding as awareness. Seeing what is really there. Very simply. very easefully. Very relaxed. When we relax into our awareness with great ease and kindness toward ourselves, something else happens. As we lose our grip on the body, we start to feel more alive, more awake. Without trying to do so, without trying to be more awake, just happens automatically. Our awareness expands naturally. Where it appears to expand, but what is actually happening is that the personality is dissolving. The boundaries that we thought were there start to disappear. And that feels like expansion. Losing the boundaries. Of the body mind. We fall into what is always there. Which has no boundaries. No limitations. And since all apparent phenomena are made up of none other than awareness itself, awareness has mastery over all phenomena. So just rest as awareness. Rest as what you are. Rest as perfect kindness and compassion. If the mind is cloudy or dull or sleepy, or if the body is in pain or numb or tired, just let those things be as they are. No need to change them. It's not necessary to change anything. Any part of the apparent existence. Or just noticing, or just relaxing. Or just being. And as you let go of the body identification, you'll begin to notice that you're no longer so affected by things that affect the body. Things like heat or cold, or pain, and the more you let go and rest, the more still everything appears. And stillness comes without trying to be still. It just comes on its own. All this effort, all this trying, resistance to what is. Can be released. All the emotions that we've built up out of trying to make our world a certain way. That we've pushed down suppressed all of that can just come up and be let go of like a dam bursting can all just come up and be let go of. Released we don't have to hold on to anything that we don't want to hold on to. And we don't need to hold on to any of it. So let your dam break. Let the river flow into the ocean. As it naturally wants to do. at your own pace. Your eyes and come back into the room. Anything they want to talk about. I was going to talk about what happens when we have a strong emotion come up. Have a bad day. What we can do about it. I think you guys already know, but maybe
it's good to listen.
We have our normal way of dealing with emotions and people. In general, that are problematic or things that are problematic. The conventional things that we sort of default to are trying to deal with the situation. Pushing down, repressing the emotion, or trying to process the emotion in some way that we've been taught to do. That all is exists in the realm of cause and effect. But there's another way to deal with it, which does not reside in the realm of cause and effect. And that way is, as you might guess, to simply rest and observe what's happening and seeing what is happening by resting as what you are. So the main thing is to have to know that you have this choice. And once you realize you have this choice to either go along with the conventional way of doing things, of dealing with things, trying to manhandle, I guess is the word, trying to wrench things one way or another. Or letting go of all that, realizing we have the choice to let go of the absurdity of cause and effect. When I say absurdity, I say that because it doesn't ever really work. Or it works a little bit and then it happens again. Or it works a little bit and we have a moment of peace and then something else comes up. And then we're at it again, trying to deal with whatever's coming up. So there's another way, and once we start to practice this way, we will get more and more comfortable with just resting and just observing what is. What is it? What is it that's come up? Just like we did today in this meditation. It's not any different than that, except that a lot of times in our day-to-day life, things come up and then it kind of takes us off guard. And then we, by default, go into this cause and effect mode. So it's just coming back to this, knowing we have this choice. There's this other thing that we can do, which is just observing, just resting. When whatever comes up that is difficult to deal with, and an emotion such as anger or envy or sadness, grief, pride, whatever it is, comes up, we just notice it without trying to do anything about it and see what happens. See what happens when you just see what it is. Relax and see what it is. And seeing what it is, if we do see what it is, then suddenly it's gone. go away. Problem solved. Maybe easier said than done, but I think it's worth going down that avenue. Anybody want to add anything to that?